This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I have to clean it up because, of course, there's fucking sauce and fries all over my front yard. And then I throw it away. And then I text Jeff, "Nice, you got me. Animals ate $40 worth of food that you sent me and didn't tell me about." And he goes, "Major bag alert. Did you read the receipt?" No, I didn't read the receipt. Just text me a fucking joke. You don't have to spend $40 to write it on a card that someone delivers to me and I never read. What was the receipt? Major bag alert?
Amir needs headphones. He's not ready.
13 minutes late is my threshold.
He was in a waiting room. It's your fault.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. This is all too sudden.
This is all too subtle.
It's not. I'm going to have to like come back and leave and go and like deal with other shit now because you didn't want to wait.
Do you guys know about Huddle?
So we're just straight into it.
It's like that high school football. App? No, it's like a high school football highlight reel for people who aren't ever going to be recruited. So my pitch is Sudl, SUDL.com. And it's like highlight reels where like you're not really showing any overt athletic ability, but they're, you know, the intangibles are off the charts.
I thought you were going to say, "You're not really showing any ass."
When was the last time Brad showed crack?
Did you think that rhymed?
Brad Street crack. All right. We're really into it today. I was just telling Brad and Angelina, or sorry, Marika, that
Brad
and Angelina.
Sorry, I'm just like, I'm living in the Hollywood Hills
I'm
now.
Angelina,
so it's hard for me.
Jolie now.
It's
huge.
Angelina Jolie. No, well, I was gonna tell Amir that I was talking to you guys about how I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but I have the highest energy I've had in weeks for this show and otherwise.
Did you say the most or least?
What's that?
He said the highest, so obviously you should know what that means.
Holy well, shit. Yeah. Marika's bringing the heat today.
Angelina's bringing the
heat. Amir, what was last night like for you in the Bloom and Ash household?
I played online poker with my friends, as I've done every Sunday since the pandemic started.
Okay. Are you up?
I won last night, yeah.
No, not money. I mean, like, you up?
Like, am I awake?
Sure.
This is the highest energy you've been in a while?
Yeah, it was until I started talking to you. It's fine. Brad?
Yeah?
Take it away.
More specific?
I need a little help. I need a little help because...
You want me to host the show?
A little bit. Like, just chiming in, keeping the flow going, because I feel like Amir's already coming with this energy. He, like, was in the waiting room for a while, he said. I didn't see a notification pop up on Zoom. There's no way I could have known.
Marika was also in the waiting room, right?
No.
Yeah. No, I was in here listening to them to talk about... Listening to them to talk... Oh, my God. Listening to
Whoa, dude.
We got to start over tomorrow.
They were talking about watches.
That was
forever.
Easy.
Yeah, we were talking about watches.
Mm-hmm.
Brad's...
Look at that dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brad's a hoarder, if not a border of dogs, we talked about last week.
And she is a collie, border or otherwise.
A Jacob collie or
Coulier?
What's the dog's name?
A Dave Coulier.
It's your fault, Jeff.
I didn't do anything. I have shit prepared. Amir, I asked you how your night was in the Blumenash household. You said you did online poker. You said you were up. And then I asked if you were awake, and somehow that stunted your growth.
That's where it went off the rails.
Yeah.
How fucking so? I'm not going to have this, by the way. I've been experiencing a lot of career success outside of the podcast that I'm not going to talk about.
No, you should. Because we need hard proof.
Really?
What have you done well?
Well, I've been like thinking about a pilot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It's cool, but I wouldn't say that's career success, right?
Really? Because I'd have to go to like aviation school.
Oh, you mean being a flyer of a plane, you mean?
Or at least a flight attendant. That seems, from my limited research, a little easier. The issue would be that you're kind of on the plane for multiple hours a week, and I can't take that time away from this show, because even when I'm not recording this show, editing this show, or outlining the episodes, you know, it's all writing, it's all material, you know. So I'll go to like a diner, right, and I'll have breakfast for dinner, and that's me working on the show. That's billable. I'll put those hours on my fucking time card.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, what's that? We're definitely not paying for you to go to a diner.
That's true, but let's take it one step further. All right, Ken Kesey style. I'm at the diner. I'm talking to somebody about the show, and I just put that onto my time card as a company expense. That gets taken off taxes at year's end.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't travel? Expense food. Yeah. Travel for the show, maybe, but you have never done that.
But if I go to like a fucking Juno, right? If I go to a Tempe, that's all material. The show doesn't happen with...
Where's Juno?
Alaska.
Alaska.
You think you'd go to there for the show?
I mean, Maggie Rogers did a Knowles trip and it kind of got her a hit record. I wonder if I do a Knowles trip and I get a hit record.
Oh my God. That was awesome.
That's good, man. That's good.
That was really fucking good. Damn it.
Speaking of Omega,
I think I'll go Lee Pace.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Thinking outside the bun for a minute. I would go Pace, Lee.
How so? Yeah.
Marika, who you got?
Yeah, well, can you unpack that a little bit? Why Lee Pace?
It just feels like he's in the ether / zeitgeist, and it does seem to be the summer of Lee.
Yeah.
Amir's ass in like old Wranglers with the Lee logo. It's the summer of Lee.
I forgot that was a
assless
jean brand.
The Bruce Springsteen ass shot.
No, I saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies recently, and Avital loved Lee Pace, and she's like, I've always had a huge crush on this guy, and now he's back in this. I guess she liked him in Pushing Up Daisies. And I'm like,
Pushing Daisies.
I've never really heard of this guy. And then all of a sudden, Marika makes him Marika made Lee Pace's photo her Slack biopic, profile pic. So I'm like, maybe this is the summer of Lee. He's everywhere.
I'm always changing out my Slack photos for various men in photo shoots.
And I've never known who they are until this one.
I think we all need to pace ourselves with Lee.
Oh. Right?
Because, you know, he was on Game of Thrones, he was on Bodies, 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 in Bodies, 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 and I feel like that's a little bit too much.
He wasn't in Game of Thrones.
What's that?
He wasn't in Game of Thrones.
Did you see Bodies, 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 Marika? Did you like it?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
He was
scared of horror movies, so I'm a little... worried I'm gonna be scared, but my friend said that it's not that scary, so
yeah, it's more like a comedy Pete Davidson style, cool young kids doing funny drug stuff style scream.
Funny drug stuff. What do you mean?
They're having like, it's like
who
jokes
did you
about fucking
who...
Sorry, what'd you say, Angelina?
You thought he was on Game of Thrones, but who were you thinking of?
It was him, but he was in The Hobbit.
Yes, he was. And fun fact, Ian McKellen outed him in Richard Armitage when they were on The Hobbit.
As in, he's gay and he's like, I haven't told anyone that yet?
Yeah, they like hadn't come out. And
was it like a retributive act?
Is that a word?
Retributive?
No way.
I was just going to let
one
it pass.
One to two
man.
More extra syllables, for sure.
It's retributive. Retributive.
Yeah. Retributive, yeah.
Roger Ebertutative?
Roger Ebert two thumbs up-ative.
That's good.
What?
It was kind of good. Anyway, no, it was...
You'll allow it.
No, Ian McKellen, like, was doing an interview and just casually mentioned that there were, like, young... He was like, and the young gay men working on this film, it's great. And they hadn't come
out. Okay, so it wasn't retributive.
No.
Retributive?
No.
Is it possible for there to be a gas leak in a Zoom call?
Because now I'm getting it.
What is happening?
It's a computer virus.
Yeah.
Well, I was
Brangelina.
Talking to them. Mariko asked me if I had any symptoms lingering from my third bout with COVID. And I was like, I think I have a little bit of brain fog, but also I haven't been like sleeping that much and I've moved. And, you know, so I'm all turned around. I wake up in a room that I'm not used to. I'm, you know, last night I got 4 hours of sleep. And then last night, also before that, I was I cooked dinner and then I was like painting in my living room. Shout out art. And George walks in, he gets home, he walks into the kitchen and then he walks into the living room. He's like, hey, just so you know, like there was a burner on in here for like a minute.
So I was right.
Yeah. And so he's like, just in case you feel a little gassy. And I was like, well, it'd be gassy in more than two ways then.
That's good. What'd you make for
beans
dinner?
Beans for dinner.
Really?
I was asking you.
I made, oh my God. I made do you guys have Nothing Fancy, the Allison Roman cookbook that everybody has?
Just say what you made.
Fucking
the
ass.
Stew? You made the stew?
No, she has this citrus soy scallion salmon. And
citrus soy scallion.
It's sort of a citrus soy scallion salmon. It's unbelievable. You can make it in 20 minutes, Brad, and it's
oven,
what do you, saute on the stovetop with the citrus?
Are you baking?
Okay, you make the sauce on the skillet.
Skillet
and you make
sauce
the
with a citrus soy salmon.
Kind of like,
and you make the salmon in the stove.
Salmon in the stove or on the
salmon
stove?
Salmon on the stove with
in
the skin.
Range, the fucking
citrus
in
the soy
oven.
Sauce.
The salmon's in the oven, and then you're glazing it every 5 to 10 minutes with
you're
the sauce
the
on
sauce
the stove.
With the citrus soy salmon with the scallions.
On the skin?
The salmon has skin on.
Oh,
in
yes.
The stove.
Sauce range. On the skin.
Or do you
I'm
put salmon
down.
On the
skin?
Skin
side
down.
Salmon. Skin
which
side
the skin
down.
Size? Skin
on
side
parchment
stove?
Paper?
On sarchment saper?
On saran wrap. All right? And
melted plastic.
Yeah. Also not good for you.
It's unbelievably good. You can make it in 20 minutes. Highly recommend. You don't need the cookbook to get it. Just look up citrus soy scallion salmon Allison Roman.
Just hold down the letter S on your keyboard.
Until a snake emerges from your fucking laptop. Any sides?
I did.
Salad? Seaweed salad?
Wow.
Seaweed salad. Yeah.
This is the funniest bit that's ever occurred on this show.
It's basically meant for three-year-olds. This is a fucking children's cookbook, and we're dying.
Yeah, like a baby would be like...
Yeah, because all the sounds are same with similar sounds with the soy salmon skin, with the sauce on the side, and a salad.
I had a good tweet the other day. I'm just going to blow up my own spot here for a spell.
I'm going to head
babies...
out.
Did he say bye?
Yeah, he said he was going to head out.
He got hungry.
This is just a plug. I'm 200 away from 10,000 followers. Babies really only eat sides until they're like four.
That's yeah. Good. Are we still doing Bond of the Week?
Yes. What's your Bond of the Week?
Oh, you.
Me?
Jeff is?
Jeffrey James.
Oh, nice diversity hire.
Oh, you said you've been having a lot of wins career-wise. I figured...
throwing you a bone.
It's time for a clumsy, dumbass bomb. thanks for lobbing me up. I guess I'll be on avails and then come second to my pick, which is Margot Robbie. It's time for a James Blonde.
I'm gonna go with my pick. Let's go Matt Smith, because I'm looking at a photo of him right now.
Who?
I think he's not handsome enough. The old Doctor Who. I don't know if you can be Doctor Who and James Bond. That feels like you've done too much. And you're playing Princess Diana's, or not Princess Diana, fucking the Queen of England's old husband. Darius? Or
that's your last straw?
Darius?
You're on the crown, as is every other British person.
Darius King?
Darius Rucker? Who in the Blowfish?
I don't know. Matt Smith was in American Psycho, the musical, playing Patrick Bateman. I feel like that's sort of in line with James Bond, like cool, kind of weird guy.
Yeah. Let's move on for sure. Do you guys have any style swerves that you want to like incorporate into your stees on the reg/rag?
I just bought a pair of red pants.
Perfect for what I just said.
Oh, God, man.
Red pants. Crimson?
You want me to get them?
Yeah.
Show and tell. Also just got some new pants that are printed. They have a print. Daniel Johnston.
Is that a brand?
No, it's a musician. Here, I'll go get mine, too. Everyone just leave.
Okay. I can go get my... I do have one.
Oh, boy. This is kind of a Marika Takes the Reins. But, no, Jeff is back. And I don't really have anything to say.
This is the perfect segment for Amir to miss, because he would just bring back some, like, linen shorts.
Those are very fun. Aww.
Check the pants, man.
Wow. Where'd you get those from?
Vans.
Like Vans, the shoe company, or?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Those are fun.
Thanks.
These are my red pants.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they're work pants. They've got a little flair to them. A nice deep pocket. Big Bud Press.
Big Bud Press, that's an LA brand. My friend works there.
Yeah, they just opened a storefront in New York. So I went to try on a bunch of stuff for once.
Greenpoint or?
Oh, it's a Lower East Side.
That makes sense.
90-something Orchard Street.
Oh shit, he's back.
It's kind of like Jesus-y.
Yeah.
I was going more for like a... God, what's his name from Almost Famous?
Patrick Fugit.
There's no way.
I've returned to say that.
Fuck, he was right. It's not the actor I was thinking of, but it was Patrick Fugit.
I'm going to head out for another 15.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Coming back for one more Fugit-based joke.
You know what? Why don't we just say Fugit and move on to the next thing?
Yeah.
What about
the Patrick Fugitive for a segment for next week?
Sorry, is it called the Amir Podcast?
No, is it called the Jeffrey Podcast?
It's called the HeadGum Podcast.
Great.
And I'm
on HeadGum. As you...
Let's all work together then.
Louis. Oh, shit! What about investing in art?
Did I miss anything, or was that also apropos of nothing to you two?
No, we showed each other pants.
Yeah.
Well, so here's my question. Here's my fucking question is, why would anyone ever buy the original of something, right? Like, a print of a Jasper Johns is the same thing you're seeing with your gaping eyes.
Not really, right?
Really?
Well, Jasper John's like, I don't know. You probably get the original because you want to see up close the artistry of it.
Yeah. But I was painting last night and I basically ripped off Jasper John's because I wanted
to see
that.
Wait, is this the same paint as the living room paint?
Yeah.
And I'm like, painting like art. You were just coating your walls.
No, I was painting art.
On the wall?
Not, on the canvas?
Nobody ever said anything about the wall. It was
well, you
a
said painting in your living room, and we know you just moved, so that's why we all, or at least both Amir and I, assumed you were painting your house.
I was with you.
Okay,
with you
great. So yeah, we're
what
all
the
fine.
Fuck, this is insane.
Were you making dinner, or is that also a weird thing that we misunderstood?
I was scalding.
I was
scallions on the wall.
Salmon. I was eating
with
Taco
the sauce.
Bell.
All right,
can we see the painting?
No, it's too earnest.
I'd like to see it.
It's
well, yeah,
way too earnest.
I have to
Fine.
See it.
This is insane. I mean, it's not like saying anything. I just did stream of consciousness art, but I this
yeah.
is insane.
It's
this
fine.
Is,
it's a self-nude portrait.
It's right below. He lifts it up.
Who do you guys think he did it with? I wonder if he's like seeing someone, you know?
The painting?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like art should be for yourself. First yeah. and foremost.
But I can't imagine he did it by himself. It feels like a date night thing. Mm. And like, yeah, I did
and
it
the
with...
salmon.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. He's not just having it. He's not dating himself.
Right, yeah.
Although we all should.
We all should. But he doesn't love himself that much.
That's so fucked. Why?
Who did you...
Why am I doing this?
Oh, you're sort of muted. I can't hear you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hear you. Sort of a weird time to lose you.
Should we do a crit of this?
What about now?
Yeah, I can
now
hear
we
you.
Can hear you.
See, so I direct Jasper John's and Matt McCormick ripoff.
Further.
I already made one further reference on this episode too, so I might have to cut that out so it doesn't seem like I'm only reading one book, which is true.
Jasper John's, are you saying that because it's like the lines, the primary colors?
Yeah. And then Matt McCormick because of the sort of beige red and black of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you do art with?
That's a little personal.
Yeah, there so is the artwork, and we eventually got it out of you.
A close friend.
Okay,
say more.
No.
Did they take their piece home?
No, and I'm not showing theirs.
It's a nude.
Of you.
It's a nude on.
It's a nude day.
And I'm feeling nude.
Shine. What about, okay, forget investing in art. What about investing in cash? So like parking your assets in, honestly, liquidity.
That didn't make sense.
No, it's like people always talk about assets. Oh, we do have to take a break, actually. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
People are always talking about parking their cash in investments and assets that might appreciate in value. But the strength of the U.S. dollar increases every year with inflation. So I wonder if you just park your cash in other cash.
The strength of the dollar increases with inflation? Or is it the exact opposite?
Well, theoretically, if you have $7,000 today and then next year that's worth less, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's increasing.
Let's talk about vile vials. VILE VIALS research. Did anybody catch that?
No.
VIALS research.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
I wonder how many listeners got that. Probably under 4%.
Okay, so what about a vial of ALS for research?
Vial.
Andrew Vial.
Just try to focus, man. You're all over the place.
All right, this is the last part of the wax segment. Did you guys
have a good summer?
Yeah.
Summer's not over yet.
Feels over.
I'm hagsing at the moment, though.
We have summer Fridays for at least two more Fridays.
Mm. Do you guys stick by the don't wear white after Labor Day thing? Or are you not
no,
in vogue?
But I also don't wear white bottoms that often.
Oh, it's only for bottoms?
Yeah. Basic, or like, you know, like full body outfits. It's not really about t-shirts.
So you can wear a white t-shirt in November. That's fine.
It's totally fine.
Autumnal.
But like Brad's pants, yeah. That'd be a bold choice.
Interesting.
For September.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't thought about it.
I feel like we didn't spend enough time on vials.
How else could we have? It was nothing.
Really?
It was a nothing burger.
Instead of a 50 burger. We've been doing the show a couple weeks where we haven't even talked about anything going on with the network, and I feel like there's a lot going on. So I thought that we could have sort of a, not necessarily a state of the gum, because that's for the fall, but, you know, what's going on? What are y'all specifically working on that you can talk about that you're excited? Let's start with Marika.
I mean, I feel like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever. I was just gonna say, I feel like if I talk, it's gonna, like, all of it's gonna be over. It's just gonna be me talking.
Well, then let's just let that unfold. We don't have to, like, start and stop.
Corked just released, which we're really excited about. The second episode will be out when this episode comes out, so you should listen to it if you haven't already. We also did our first like in studio live stream last week, which was pretty cool, and hopefully we can do more of those down the line. The New York studio is almost finished, so hopefully
it looks
in
great.
The near future we'll have some recordings in there. We thought maybe we were going to have one in there last week, but then Jeff canceled on all of us and then recruited Brad and Casey to record the podcast, but didn't tell any of us until hours after we were set to record. Naturally. Just wanted to slide that dig in there. What else are we doing?
What else did Jeff mess up on?
Keep your eyes peeled on various feeds because there might be a bonus pilot episode of a podcast.
Oh,
coming.
Is it the one I'm thinking
dare
of?
I say mere days after this comes out.
Yeah.
So it is the one you're thinking of. And hopefully we can continue making that one because I think it'll be fun, hopefully.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're doing
Headgum sketches.
Hopefully going to start doing some of those on the East Coast, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing a live show in the backyard on September 22nd. There's no ticket link yet, but stay tuned for that.
Great lineup.
Hopefully there will be more info.
Who's doing that show?
I don't want to say.
I'd rather not say. But
nobody's confirmed, but we are going out to some interesting people.
Yeah. I think there are a few confirmations, but we're still finalizing.
Yeah.
But
some of these people's fees are, you know, unbelievable.
Exorbitant. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours especially.
I mean, I got to afford these watches somehow.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, are you going to be in LA for that?
Yeah. Marty gave me the okay to fly out, so
wow.
See you
and that's
there.
Gonna be an expense.
Yeah. Which and a one that's allowed for sure.
Unfucking believable with Marty. I'm sorry. Sorry.
What do you mean?
He just never, you know.
He never okays your expenses.
He never okays my expenses. He never okays my, you know, extravagant purchases that I, you know. Yeah, I guess just expenses, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we got to move on. Here we go. Welcome to Fauci's next chapter.
Yubbish.
Didn't need that for sure.
Really?
Didn't need to add that. Do you want to start it over?
Yep. Welcome to Fauci's next chapter.
You're gonna like this one.
Somehow works.
So fucked. This is not how it's supposed to be going already. Welcome to Fauci's next chapter, coming at ya.
Let's keep it moving, keep it moving.
Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he will step down in December to pursue his next chapter.
Acting?
I mean, podcast. Man's 81, so I don't know what other next chapters he's planning on, but it does feel like he should maybe just chill. Maybe move to Maine. But I thought that we could maybe kind of like pitch some ideas to Anthony of what his next chapter could possibly have.
Okay. I have one.
Okay, yeah, start us off.
I think you should take Improv 101 at UCB.
And Marika, that was my first pitch.
Really?
Wow. I want to see Fauci at Cage Match.
Fauci on a mod team.
I honestly, mess hall. Or whatever
what
they called
Fauci
it in New York.
Podcast.
You never shut up about podcasts. It's like, oh, this person should do this as a podcast. This person should do that as a podcast. And it's always like a half as a joke. Like it's fucking played out a little bit.
I think Fauci should
voice.
Do get ready with me videos on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Get ready for the day.
He's putting makeup on in front of a ring light, but talking about a fucking date he had last night.
Covering up cigarette burns on his forearms.
You know, my father didn't care too much for me.
Who was that?
That was my Fauci. You always call me out on my fucking impressions. I'm not an impressions guy.
Yeah,
I've never claimed
not.
To be. I've never
exactly.
claimed to be.
So don't go for it.
What about Fauci as like a Gap jeans advocate, brand ambassador? You know, instead of like slouchy fit, it's Fauci fit.
Oh, God.
With like a 10-inch break.
Instead of slouchy fit, it's Fauci slit.
That's, I feel like Dr. Fauci is an Adam and Eve ambassador.
The sex toy company.
Yeah, he's sort of latex clad at the stock room. Zipper on the crotch.
And the on the worst. Stock floor, he's ringing the bell, dressed head to toe in pleather.
Wearing the Gordon Gekko watch. Brad, what do you think could be good for Fauci's next chapter?
I don't know. Children's television? Sesame Street? Oscar the Fauci?
Wow.
Oh, that's good. That's
there you
really
go.
Good.
Oscar the Fauci.
I'd love to see Tony in a garbage can.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
I mean,
is that a threat?
He's spreading lies as much as I spread legs.
We're gonna get another CDC.
Not that often.
On
this. Okay, yeah. What about a CDC warning? But it's like, yeah. It was gonna be too blue and not funny. What about Fauci as a flight attendant? Just in terms of like, how hard could it be?
That's the second time you've brought up being a flight attendant.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you looked into it? Are you intrigued?
Thinking about a career change?
Attendant hours.
What about salary? Do they get paid hourly or do they just get paid a lump sum per year and they have to hit a minimum?
I'm on Glassdoor right now. It looks like they're not salaried, but they're celeried. So you can basically eat all the catering you want. Fuck you guys! You think this is easy to do on a weekly basis?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We're pitching new jobs for Anthony Fauci, and you're yelling at us that we're not doing enough?
No, he's yelling because we didn't laugh at his celery joke.
Rocky Horror Picture Show actor. Let's see Fauci in fishnets.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he'd do it.
I think he could. I just don't know if he has, because I'm pretty sure he has gout.
Gout. Gouchy.
Gout. Let it all Fauci. Any other pitches, Amir?
Fauci as a fucking debutante. So he's 16 years old in the South. He goes to a cotillion. He's wearing the fucking gloves. He's debuting. And oh my God, look at this. It's the belle of the ball. It's Anthony frickin' Fauci.
Yeah. It's sort of his coming Fauci party.
Exactly. He's ready to enter the world as a Southern charmstress. But he's
back to Brad.
I don't know, debutante. I'm kind of stuck on that, picturing those thighs in that dress.
VO artist. So it's
EA Sports. It's in the game.
But it's Anthony Fauci, so it's like
EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's the new EA Sports pickleball game.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And Fauci's doing commentary. Actually, he could just do sportscaster. I assume he's a Mets fan or something like that. He strikes me as a Mets fan. Is he Jewish, Anthony Fauci? Or does he just give off Jewish great uncle vibes?
I think he could give off color commentary on like the Mets. So he's like calling, first of all, it's a calling card, but he's also calling game. And he's like spitting game, really, at the players, the crowd, hitting on everyone hither and thither.
I think he could be a gallery curator. Just imagine Anthony Fauci wheeling and dealing in the art world. And that is the first piece. And dare I say, that's the centerpiece of his first gallery exhibit.
So it's an instant fail.
It looks like he's a Jesuit.
What?
Yeah.
What about the Verge editor? So he's recommended social distancing. He's recommended vaccine. Now he's recommending portable speakers.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he does not know how to pair a Bluetooth.
I come to you with a new recommendation for the wire cutter.
There's an impression.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness,
it's really important that you find a pill headset that pairs wirelessly with your phone, okay?
And then, like, fucking...
I wasn't done.
I was going to say Rand Paul keeps talking about, like, wired connections, and he's like, oh, again and again with this guy with the wired connections.
Maybe, but maybe it wouldn't have gone that way.
We'll never know. Definitely maybe. What about Gigolo? Or rather, Gigoldo, right? Because what if Fauci was a straight-up whore?
A lot of people would say that he is.
Gig
not me.
Gigoldo.
Gigoldo.
Finally,
the
Vegas.
What is your problem?
Vegas residency, all right? Britney, Elton, J-Lo, Anthony.
Elvis.
It's him doing, like, the greatest hits of, like, the pandemic. Years after the fact, so it's like, you know, people want him to play the hits, they don't want the new stuff, so the new recommendations about, like, other, you know, pandemics. It's him being like, 6 feet apart, and then everybody's like, yeah! This is like 2027.
Oh, so. I thought you meant he was going to be singing the greatest hits of the pandemic. So, like, TikTok songs.
Or, like, We Are the World, or whatever they did.
Oh, I just looked into that song. Do you know who wrote that song?
No.
So I just went into some sort of a rabbit hole about the We Are the World song. Well, it was a music producer's idea, and he asked Michael Jackson to participate. And Jackson's like, oh, I want to write the entire song. And so he did it with Lionel Richie in his house in Encino, not too far from where I grew up, in 1985. And then he asked all of his famous friends, recording artists, actors to be in it. And they all said yes, except for a few notable exceptions. Eddie Murphy, for one, who was singing, making a music video for Party All the Time, declined the offer. And most notably, Prince couldn't make it on the day. Instead, they got about 50 other of the top recording acts in the world to sing this song for U.S. aid in Africa to aid an Ethiopian famine that was going on in the early 80s, and it raised close to $70 million for the efforts. That's pretty cool for a song. You're talking about making a difference. That's as quickly and efficiently as it gets. From writing it to in January, recording it later that month, and releasing it in March of 85, a two-year-old me moved to the States not 2 months after that, from Israel to not very far from that house where We Are the World was scribed and recorded, in Encino, a house off of Havenhurst Avenue, just south of Ventura. So that's sort of the 30,000 feet view of the entire what went on that. What was going on in the zeitgeist at that time?
Yeah, but in relation to your life, which sucks.
But.
Yeah. Not but. You're nothing.
I was tangentially.
Also tangential.
I thought it really centered the story for me.
Yeah.
It sort of, I think it centered you guys.
It made it more relatable.
Yeah.
Because you guys...
To know that Eddie Murphy wasn't there.
And Dan Aykroyd was. Too. Yeah.
And Bob Dylan, right?
Yep, Bob Dylan That's was there. Cool. Paul Simon.
Let's make like Dr. Fauci Lionel. At the pleasure chest and let's talk plugs. Marika? What do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. The episode's over, and it ended on that note because of Amir.
It's a great note. We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the one doing a brighter day. So keep on living.
I pull out a gun.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Kalon. And come back to this feed or another feed that Amir's on, the If I Were You feed, for a podcast bonus episode, probably the Monday after this comes out.
Amazing.
What podcast?
Shut up. Brad?
I'm not telling because it's a secret.
Wow, you're not even telling me that's how big of a secret it is.
Bradler? Yeah.
Bradler?
Bradler?
Fucking, yeah, hi.
Okay, well, just say that's me. Follow me on Instagram at Bradler the Human. And listen to Corked.
I'll also shout out Corked. I'll also put in a request. There was a boys' night episode of this program, then another full boys episode of this show. Mm-hmm. Now we're still three boys. I think mm-hmm. the people want / deserve / need to get a girls' night episode, dare I say, without Jeff on it. Like, let's have a fucking slumber party where no NBA, no boys allowed. Jeff, I guess, in theory, could / should be there, but he can record it from a treehouse while he fucking, with a binoculars, while he watches the ladies hang out.
He's using a can on a string to record his audio.
That's right.
And that's down. The only way.
We'll do it this Friday.
What?
Let's do it.
We'll do it this Friday.
I mean, you better get your shit together. Boy.
I'm not. I'm Joy.
It's the most listened to episode and you're not on it.
At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, and we'll see you guys again next week. Until then. It's Dawes.
That's Dawes, folks.
We are the world.
We are the Dawes.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.